Hey, podcast listener. Are you working so hard you wonder if the money is even worth it? If you're like most CPAs I work with, you have way too much to do, you feel relentless deadline pressure, and worst of all, you feel torn between serving clients and being with family. What if I told you you could work a 40-hour week without losing a dime? I know it sounds impossible, but my Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is designed for CPAs just like you who want to get their lives back. Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is launching soon. In it, you'll learn how to start getting your time back week by week, make your workload manageable while still bringing in plenty of revenue, what to put in your packages and how to price them, and so much more. Don't leave your future to chance. CPA Mastermind will get you on the sane, profitable path you've been searching for. With unlimited coaching, your success is guaranteed. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help overworked CPAs go down to 40 hours and then down to 25 hours without giving up revenue. My name is Geraldine Carter. So many of you want to work less and you want to bring in more revenue and you want to make changes to your business and you're going about it in a way that isn't working for you. And I want to help you. Now, I know that this is a bold statement, the way that you're doing it isn't working for you. So I will walk you through why the way that you're going about getting what you want isn't working for you or might not be working for you and how to think about your accounting practice, your business differently so that you get what you want. And you get your accounting practice working for you and with you instead of against you. So when I say working for you, what do I mean? Recently, I've been polling my email list and folks on LinkedIn who follow me, asking why they started their accounting practice in the first place. It wasn't only for the money, because you can make decent money working in private or for a firm. And in a way, that money is predictable. You show up, you get a paycheck. So you probably started your accounting practice for a number of other reasons. And one of the questions that I asked is, what is the real reason that you started your accounting practice? You can go read through all the answers on my website, on my blog at GeraldineCarter.com/newsletter. What's the real reason you started your accounting practice? But the long and short of it is that most people talk about having a sense of freedom, the freedom to work when they want, the freedom to choose when they work, who they work with, who they don't work with, what kind of work they do, what kind of work they don't have to do, no longer getting audit forced down their throat, the freedom to make as much or as little as they want to make, the freedom to choose how much travel or vacation they want to have or not have, the freedom to be able to ride their horse when they want or play the piano or their violin or play poker with their buddies when they want, the freedom to choose the autonomy, the flexibility, the independence to be able to make your business work for you in your life and do all those things, especially the enjoyment things, the hobby things, the vacation, the travel, the being with your family, being with your kids, without the background noise of, did I check that box on that form? And the preoccupation that comes along with always having more work to do than you can actually ever get done inside a given day. If you're like readers on my list and folks who follow me on LinkedIn, you signed up to have your accounting practice, to own your own accounting practice, to run your own accounting practice, because you thought it would give you freedom, autonomy, control, flexibility, more time, and potentially more revenue. But if you don't have those things, freedom, autonomy, control, independence, time, flexibility, if you don't have those things yet, it's likely because you're going about it the wrong way. So in this episode, I want to help you shift how you think about this so that you can start working with yourself rather than against yourself. Back in episode 246, I talked with Brandon Poe from Poe Advisory Group, who focuses on transacting, buying, and selling firms, about what he saw in the marketplace. And one thing he said really stood out to me, and that was that what he sees is that it's not uncommon for it taking a firm owner getting to multiple seven figures of top-line revenue before they have enough layers of management inside the firm that the owner is finally insulated from the day-to-day operations and can go and play 18 holes on a weekday. Multiple seven figures and having enough management layers to be insulated from the day-to-day bumps and bruises, ups and downs of the operations so that the owner can float above all that and have finally the freedom and the time and the flexibility to go play 18 holes. Now, think about where you are in your business now and ask yourself, if you want to go through all those growing pains, all those challenges, all those obstacles, all those headaches, all that stress to get to multiple seven figures in order to finally have the freedom that you're looking for. And the question becomes, do you really have to go through all that to have the freedom and the flexibility and the autonomy that you're looking for? Or what if you could have it now at mid six figures or early six figures or high six figures or early seven figures, wherever you are? What if you could have the freedom, the time, the control, the flexibility, the autonomy right now? If you could have it now or in the next, say, 6 to 8 or 12 months, would you want to grow to multiple seven figures so that you could play 18 holes on a weekday? If you want to grow to multiple seven figures because you really, really want to and you like your reasons for doing it, then by all means, have at it. But what I'm getting at is, if you're in it more for the freedom and the flexibility, do you want to grow to multiple seven figures if you don't have to in order to have the freedom and the flexibility? Many of us approach our businesses with the thought, when I make more money, I will be able to work less. So they work more and more and they grind and they hustle, more hours, more staff, more turnover, more late nights, more stress, more thinking that more hours, more clients, more staff is the path they need to travel and that it will eventually lead them to more free time. This is the part where I see people working against themselves. This is the kind of thinking that is backwards. But I invite you to consider, what if it's the opposite? What if what you need is to work less so that you can make more money? Anytime you're working and focused on tasks, moving digital information, saving files, proofing emails, your brain is not free to think about value creation for clients. You've heard me talk in recent episodes, most recently in the main three problems that your business has about a month ago, creating value for clients, price effectively, deliver efficiently. Creating value, price effectively takes care of the revenue side, deliver efficiently takes care of the time side. These are mutually exclusive systems. They are separate problems. They have separate solutions. We solve them separately. So when your brain is busy, immersed in digital information, it's not free to think about value creation. But when you decide to work less, to choose to say no to that prospect, to choose to move work or clients off your plate or out of your business, off your client roster, now your brain has more time available to think. It has more time to think. It has more time to think about creating value for clients. The more time you have to think about creating value for clients, the more value you can create for clients. The more value you can create for clients, the more you can increase your prices. The more you can increase your prices, the more revenue you will bring in while you are working less. Value doesn't necessarily come from work. It might take some amount of work to deliver on the result that you promised your client, but the value doesn't come from the work itself. The value comes from the result for your client. So of course, you want to be using your brain to think about ways to create value that don't require a bunch of your time and effort and work. This is going to feel like cheating because your brain is going to go, what? I'm getting paid for not working? It feels foreign. It's going to feel foreign and it's going to take some time to get used to, but you can learn how to get used to this. You have to learn how to get used to this if you are ever going to enjoy in all caps, your 25-hour work week. Working 25 hours a week while feeling guilty or being preoccupied or wondering if you're just going to get caught is not enjoying. It takes time to get used to this. This experience is a little like jet lag. You get there and it takes your body a bit of time to catch up. So again, when you work less, your brain has more free time to think. Use that time to think about creating value for clients. Capture that value effectively with pricing, and then use your brain to look at your systems and make them more efficient. Instead of using your brain to remember things, to remember information, to remember you have to be somewhere, to remember that you have to do something, and using your brain to remember how to do things. Your brain is a terrible receptacle for those things. We want to dial in your systems so that your brain isn't tasked with remembering information and remembering how to do things. We want to look at your systems and dial them in and make your processes super efficient. This is how CPAs in down to 40 and down to 25 hours get their hours down without losing revenue. What actually happens is that they get their hours down, and because they can think more clearly, they end up making more money as a byproduct. It's because they learn how to work less. They learn what their clients value, then they figure out how to create and deliver that value, and then they price it effectively. They free up time in their days to think clearly, so they problem solve better, and they deliver more efficiently. It's really hard to work less by adding work and clients and staff. It can be done, but it's hard. And it might take you until multiple seven figures before you have the free time that you are seeking. If you want to work less now, without having to go through all the trouble of creating a multi-seven-figure business, dealing with all the stress, the hassles, the headaches, when you could have the freedom, the time freedom, the control, the flexibility, the autonomy, the sense of ease, calm, right now, you can have that now. Not in 5 years. Now, like 4 months from now, 8 months from now. The way for you to work less is not by adding more work, by adding more clients and more staff and more time. The way for you to work less while maintaining your revenue is to add value, increase your prices, and deliver efficiently. When you create more value and you increase your prices and you deliver more efficiently and you get better results for your clients in as little time as possible, it's better for your clients, it's better for your accounting practice, it's better for you and your life on your one trip through space. Have an amazing day. I'll see you next week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Go to geraldinecarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there.